Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. We give God praise.
We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you.
Can we stand up, please?
We wait on you, Mama Satayalada. Lord, we wait on you. Sweet Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Lord, we wait. I wait on you. I wait on you. In the marabara, Lord, I wait on you. I wait on you. I wait on you. Yes, Lord, Lord, I wait. I wait, I wait, I wait on you, Lord. I wait on you, Lord. Lord, I wait on you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I wait on you.
Lord, we wait.
I
wait, I wait, I wait, I wait on you.
Lord, we wait on you.
Yes, yes, Lord Jesus.
We wait. You.
Lord, we wait.
Yes, Lord.
I wait on you.
Jesus.
Lord, we wait on you.
We wait on you. We wait on you, Lord.
We wait on you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I wait.
Tell the Lord, I wait on you.
I wait
on you for a visitation. I wait on you,
Lord,
for a visitation.
I
wait on you for an impartation. I wait on you for a fresh release. I wait on you for grace.
Lord,
I wait on you to speak. I wait on you to declare your word. I wait on you to meet me at my place. I wait on you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Precious Lord, we thank you. As we wait on you, meet with us. Do what only you do. Visit us, Holy Spirit. Let there be encounters. Let there be transformation. Let there be impartation. Let there be encounters. Let there be impartations. Let there be transformation. Precious Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I enter into the holies of holies. I enter by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I enter to worship you holy. Lord, I enter to worship. I am I enter into the holies of holies. I enter by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I enter into the holies. Lord, I enter. Lord, I enter to worship. I am. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. your name, for your name, for your name,
for your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
Precious Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Glory to your name, O God.
Lord, you are
in Jesus'
holy.
Precious name we pray. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Somebody shout a believing amen. God bless you. Let's be seated. I want to welcome us to this edition of Fresh Choice Seminar. Thank you for making our time to be here. I believe that it should be worth your time. And I also believe that the Lord will do something fresh and new in your lives in Jesus' name. Let's do some praying before we go into the word. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 21. Are we there? I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It said, "The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And who really loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him. And we should reveal, manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him." Now that tells me one, number one, it's not everybody that God is real to. Two, it's not everybody that sees God clearly. Remember the man that was blind and Jesus touched. Jesus asked, he said, "Can you see?" He said, "I see men as trees." Then he touched him again. And he said, "I see men as men." Meaning that there is ability to see. Beloved, when we talk about the spiritual realm, we're not talking about a realm far away. We're simply talking about a realm that is already superimposed on the physical. It's just that we are not seeing. The spiritual realm or dimension is more real and as real as the physical. But the difference is that we're not seeing. Remember when Jesus came up from the dead and he appeared to two of his disciples? Scripture says they were walking and they began to share the testimony or the story of what happened to Jesus. But who was with them? Jesus. The Bible says, "For their eyes were closed." Now, how could Jesus be there and they knew somebody was there, but they did not recognize that it was Jesus? Now, that tells you that an angel can actually show up and you did not know you were talking to an angel. Why? Your eyes is not open. The spiritual world is not something far away. You know, no, because when we say when we're talking to God, we lift up our eyes. Look, the spiritual world is as real as the physical world. The difference is our ability to see. Is our ability to tap into it. So Jesus said, I will reveal myself, or I will make myself to be seen clearly to him. Amen. Now, he said something very, very important. He said, the person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. That means the proof of my love for Jesus is my die-hard obedience to him. The proof of my love to Jesus is my die-hard obedience to him. And obedience is a choice. It's not just a display of emotion. We are praying. I just want to get us to the place to pray. Amen. The proof of my love for Jesus is my obedience to him. And obedience is a choice. It's not a gift. It's a choice. It's not a display of emotions. It's not a display of emotions. Alignment to the word secures the love of the Father. He said, he that loves me, who is Jesus, the word. So he that is in alignment with the word, he said, my Father will love. So alignment to the word secures the love of the Father. Now let us take it further. Now what Jesus was actually telling us was not just the first level of love, which is for God so loved the world, but it's actually another level of love, which is trust. Now what he says is that whosoever aligned with this word enter a place where God can trust him. In other words, when you submit your life to the discipline of the word, you become a disciple of the word, you come to a place with God that God can trust you. Anyone that is just a reader of the word is not a doer of the word, is simply loved by God. Anyone that is a reader and a doer and a practitioner of the word is not just loved, but enter another level of relationship, is called trust. I've said this over, God loves everybody, but God does not trust everybody. Discipleship is key. I can only, for instance, this morning, I needed somebody to get something down here. And I said, I need you to be here by 10:30. He said, no problem, sir. I said, be sure. If you can't be here by 10:30, let me know. I will come and do it myself. He said, don't worry, sir. He said, by 10:30, I'll be here. So by 10:30, I got here. I didn't see him, so I called. And as I was calling, he was nitpicking. And I stepped out, and I saw him getting down from the Okada. Now, that did something. Not only do I just love him now, he had entered trust. Because I gave him a time, he showed up that time. You see, our obedience is the proof of our love. It's not the display of emotion. It's not our display of emotions. It's not our sweet words to Jesus. It's our ability to obey. It's an obedient act, an alignment to God's word. To align to the word of God is to bring yourself to a point of obedience in spite of conveniency or not. Now, it's not because I'm comfortable. No. There are certain things you read in the Bible you are not comfortable about. Somebody once said, he said, I wish I was there when God was writing the Bible. He said, there are certain things I will ask him not to put there. But you see, we are compelled to obey. So the proof of my love is obedient. Now the end product of my alignment to the word, the end product of my obedience is intimacy. He said, I will come and show myself to him. I will abide with him. He said, he will see me clearly. He will enter another level of reality with me. The end product of my alignment to the word is intimacy. Now, intimacy but manifested presence. Intimacy but manifested presence. Meaning what I didn't see before, because I am closer, I can feel and I can see. I'm going to repeat that. Intimacy but manifested presence. What I cannot see or sense before, because I am closer, I can see and I can sense. For instance, in a meeting, somebody is weeping under the manifested presence of God, and somebody is wondering, why is he crying? Why?
Because of your alignment and the level of your obedient heart to God, you can easily pick up the impulses of spiritual presence. They don't need to walk the atmosphere. If God is in a place, you know God is in the place. Why? It is not just a corporate thing. It is a personal thing. It is a personal thing. It is a personal thing. Intimacy but the manifested and tangible presence of God. The proof of the tangible presence of God are two things. Wisdom and power. I want to put it in another way. It is spiritual intelligence and might. It's the proof of the presence of God. It is not falling under power. The proof of God's presence upon a life is the dimension of spiritual intelligence being exhibited and the demonstration of the power of God through that vessel. We are going somewhere. We are praying. We are praying. Note what Jesus said. The person who has my commands and keep them is the one who really loves me. Now, meaning, praying for power is a waste of time if my obedience is not in place. Praying for wisdom or spiritual intelligence is a waste of time if my obedience is not in place. Meaning, praying for the manifested presence of God. Now, what is the manifested presence of God? It's simply the manifested presence of God is the manifestations of the gift of the Holy Ghost in my life. So, praying for more of that when my obedience is not in place is a waste of time. Because the conditionality for me to access depth in intimacy, the conditionality for me to be able to experience the manifested presence of God, the conditionality for me to operate in supernatural intelligence, spiritual intelligence, the conditionality is if you love me, obey me. So it's not, Lord, I love you. Remember Peter, Jesus said, Peter, he said, do you love me? He said, yes, I do. He asked him the question the second time. He said, Peter, do you love me more? And Jesus said, yes, I do. The third time, Peter said, he said, the way you are asking this question, I'm suspecting you are driving at something I'm not getting. So he said, Lord, you know. He said, Lord, you know. What are our prayer points? Lord, help me to prove my love to you through my sincere obedience. Lord, help me to prove my love to you through my sincere obedience. Help me to align my life to your instructions. Holy Spirit, help me order my life to submit completely to your word. Open your mouth and talk to God. This is not the garden of where I need to whine us to pray. This is where you want something more than the surface. Cry out. Father, help me prove my love to you through my sincere obedience. Through my sincere obedience. Through my sincere obedience. Through my sincere obedience. Help me. Please, you can stand up, you can kneel down, take a comfortable position because we'll be praying for a while. So I'm not in a hurry to go to the world. You can be on your feet, you can walk about, you can kneel down, but take a comfortable position. Talk to the Lord. Father, help me. Help me to prove my love to you through my sincere obedience. Help me to align my life to your instructions. Holy Ghost, help me to order my life to submit completely to your word. Lord, I want to have an obedient heart. Lord, I want to love you genuinely. I want to love you genuinely. My life must bear the fruits. The fruit and the proof of encountering you. Father, I don't want just the hypes. I want the real thing. I want the substance. I want the real thing. Legedosha. Iketo satalia dobo sharas. Elegede bariash. Ekadada jadagaria. Lebre satalia dabadosh. Enegede bodobodo baradash. Isiatuala garish. Iselegedo bodobodo gariasha. Lekregede boda. The person that loves me is the person that obey me. If I am living in disobedience, I don't love him. If I am living in disobedience, I don't love him. If I am living in disobedience in any area, I don't love him. Lord, help me, oh God. Help me, Lord. 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 Lede de boshara, ye de boshara ga, lakro sufrete bedesha, mikroso tuala karya shada, lede boshara garya, equalito zizi prebido jita la karya, likroza zaprebe do shada garya, etuala karya do sutori adona shada, likro do do shara ga.
You are my everything.
Grace for an obedient heart.
All of me.
Grace for an obedient heart. Lord, I don't want to struggle with you any longer. I don't want to struggle with you no longer. Grace. Grace, Lord.
You are
grace, Lord. Grace for an obedient heart.
Take all my everything.
You are my everything. Holy Ghost, do something in my heart. Do something in my heart. Walk in my heart. Walk in my heart. Walk in my heart.
Take all
do a walk in my heart.
Take all my Lord.
Let there be an oppression in my heart. Help me to align to your word. Help me to align to your word. Help me to align to your word. Help me to order my life according to your word. To prove my obedience. To prove my obedience. To prove my obedience. To prove my obedience. To prove my obedience.
My holy
in Jesus' precious name we pray. Listen. Jesus said in that day some people will say, we casted out demon in your name. He said some people are going to say, I prophesied in your name. Some people are going to say, I operated in deep prophetic dimension in your name. He says some people will say, I preach fire and brimstone in your name. He said, but I will reply that I do not know you. That I do not know you. I will reply that I do not know you. Why? Why? The reason that will be the answer is because of this matter of obedience. Hear me. You can operate the gift of God even in disobedience. So don't let the gift of God operating in your life deceive you that you are aligned with God. Ask Samson. Samson was carrying gates on his shoulder to the mountain.
but he was off with God.
Samson was destroying principalities and powers,
but he was off with God.
Don't allow the demonstrations of the gift of God deceive you into thinking you are aligned with God. Listen to me, power is different from presence. The proof of intimacy is tangible presence. Tangible presence. Lord, grace for an obedient heart, let it rest upon me. Grace for an obedient heart, let it rest upon me. So that my labors will not be in vain. So that my labors will not be in vain. Shata gado bado shata. Elia twa swata la juju. Elige de bado godo bonagaria da zazazoza. Eniandwa zandwa kukarasha. Likwa shata labo sataya. Elia to sato labaro shushata. Enike de baria da labo shatala. Eniando soso flede bo shataga. Likro soto alagaria do shucho lagaria.
I want to love you, Lord, more intimately. To fall into a deeper love with you. To exalt your word more than anything. Help me to know you the more. Help me to love you the more. I want to love you, Lord. Let me pass the help me to know you the more. Help me to know you the more. Grace for an obedient heart, oh God. Grace for an obedient heart, oh God. I don't want to love you in this alone. I want to love you in words. I don't want to love you with lips alone. I want to love you in deeds.
I want to see your face.
Jesus.
I want to know you more.
Thank you, Father.
I want
in Jesus precious name we pray. Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel 47, we read verse 3 through verse 5. Ezekiel 47 verse 3 through verse 5. Beloved, cry to God because the best of men are men that secure the help of God. Verse 3. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000. And he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swimming, a river that could not be passed. A river that could not be passed. Note it. The river, the ankle deep. So there is the ankle dimension of operating with the Holy Ghost. Then we have the knee deep. Then you have the waist deep. Then a total immersion into the power and the presence of the Spirit of God. Beloved, there is more in God. There is more in God. Note it. He measured 1,000 and he took me to another level. Telling us that within one level and another, there is 1,000 cubic. Now that 1,000 cubic could represent years. But hear me. Who determines how long it takes for you to move from the ankle to the knee, from the knee to the loins? It is not God. No. It is not God. It's subject to your own passion. It's subject to your own pursuit. It's subject to how you press in. It's subject to how you make yourself available to the discipline and correction of the Holy Ghost. It is not God. God does not determine how long you stay. You determine how long you stay. Beloved, there is more in God. I don't know the level you are operating, but I want you to cry, Lord, I want to press into the rivers of the Holy Ghost. I want to press in for more. I want to press in for more. I want to press in for more. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Listen to me. Some people give their life to Christ and under 1 year, they are matured believers. Whereas some people under 5 years, we are still following them up to make sure they come to church. We are still following them up for them to discover their place in God. Some people under 1 year, they've discovered the purpose of God for their life. They've discovered God's direction for their life. And they have aligned themselves with the counsel of God. Whereas some people are still doing so many things and wasting time. He said, Lord, the more that is available in you, I want all. I want all. I want all. I want all. Me, I want all. Now listen to me. Let me give you an insight to my own prayer when I'm praying this kind of prayer. I said, Lord, what makes Pastor E. Adeboye? E. Adeboye. I want that more of the Holy Ghost. What makes God's servant Paul Eneche, I want more of that Holy Ghost. What makes Bishop Oedek, I want more of that Holy Ghost. Meaning, I want more in God. Listen to me, men rise because God helped them. God helped them. God helped them. Crying for more is crying for help. He's crying for help. Where I am is too low. You are in a place and they say God is moving. You don't even know what we're talking about. You don't even understand what we're saying. You are in a place and the atmosphere is charged and prophecy is going on. And you are just wondering what is really happening. Why? Because you are still a babe. It's time to grow. One of the reasons why this meeting is called is to equip and mature men. Enough of this baby wood in Christ. Heaven cannot deliver assignment to babies. He said, I seek for a man, not a baby. Heaven is looking for men that he can trust. Why? There is work to be done on earth and God is looking for people to commit it to. Say, Lord, I need more. Holy Ghost, take me over. Remember, he said it was a river that I could not swim in, a river that totally submerged me, a river that totally took me over. Holy Ghost, take me over. Holy Ghost, invade my life. Holy Ghost, take me over. Holy Ghost, invade my life. Holy Ghost, take me over. Ekusha, likwa lagaria, zana bige de bodosha, isia nakariados. Agagagagarajo, Liprazazazazazo, Agedo Paria da Cariados, Elika da Garia Shara, La Garia da Shara. Does it? Hey, Lord, I want to draw more. There is more. There is more. There is more.
There is more. I want to draw more, Lord.
We come to
Jesus' precious name. Listen to me. Some people are talking about praying in the Holy Ghost for 3 hours, for 5 hours. You are still struggling with 20 minutes. You are still struggling with 20 minutes. After how many days? How many years? How many days? How many years in the gospel? People are talking about 5 hours in God's presence. People are talking about firing in the Holy Ghost for 6 hours. You are still struggling with 20 minutes. Lord, I want to draw more. I want to draw more.
I've come to draw.
What is more in you? Give it to me.
To draw.
Give it to me, Lord.
Draw from your presence.
Higher grace.
Draw from your power.
Higher dimension. Higher operation.
From you again.
Higher spiritual intelligence.
Yeah.
Lege de bodo 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 garish. Equala da 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 Saved me, Holy Ghost. Saved me. Shut up.
Saved me.
Holy Spirit.
Saved me.
Lord, I need an invasion in my life.
Transform.
Holy Spirit. Transform me.
I cannot do
in Jesus' precious name we are praying.